Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
It's Tuesday. You know what that means? You know what Tuesday? We know what happens on a Tuesday, Tom.
Has it already begun?
It's the Friendship Onion. Hello, Tom.
Hi. I'm just reluctant to put on my cans because I think I have slightly debonair hair today.
You do have lovely hair today, if you don't mind me saying.
No, I don't mind
spiky.
At all.
Spiky.
A spike, isn't it? Maybe it's, I can put it on one.
It's like a porcupine.
Yeah. How's it going?
What's the difference between a porcupine and a hedgehog?
Well, they're different animals.
Are they?
What's the difference between a cow and a horse? They're different. That's the difference. Well, they're different.
Right.
Different animals. Porcupine, hedgehog. Traditionally more associated with, I would say, the European continents.
Thank you.
Porcupine, South America, and of course, Africa. Porcupine bigger, longer quills. They can't shoot the quills.
Who can shoot the quills?
No, none of them can shoot the quills. It's a myth.
Well, don't say they can shoot the quills.
Well, it's just
somebody could.
A lot of people make out that, you know, if you see a porcupine, it'll turn around and fire quills at you. It won't. It will back up to you, you know, at speed. Yeah. But it can't fire its quills. But the interesting thing about a porcupine quill is at the end, when it goes into the animal, when the end of the quill gets exposed to moisture, blood, the quill then splits. It splinters.
Right.
So a kind of a needle goes in, but then the needle fractures in the animal's body. Awful.
Oh.
Have you seen those images of dogs when they've had a go at a porcupine and they've got
it
all?
Yeah.
And the dog's like that. Sorry about
that. I wish you hadn't done that.
Where are we going? Vets, are we?
I feel as if the end of this is fracturing inside me.
I mean, I'm having a rough day already, and now we're off to the vets. He's going to pull all these out. Right, okay. Will you do it again?
Yeah, I'll probably do it next week.
I'll do it again.
We're both wearing quite lovely Adidas tops.
Brilliant, eh? I love Adidas.
I like Adidas too.
Did you ever have a little poem or anything at school to remember Adidas?
Oh, go on.
We used to say, a dog it did a shit and did it down a stank.
What's a stank? A step?
A stank is like, you know, where the rainwater goes in the road.
Right.
What do you call that? A drain?
Yeah, a drain, yeah. A stank, that's what you call it in Scotland.
It's called a stank.
Great Scottish word.
Isn't it? A dog it did a shit and did it down a stank.
And supposedly the name of Adidas comes from the guy who created, whose name is Adolf Dassler. So he dropped a little bit of his first name and a little bit of his last name because he thought, probably won't be able to sell shoes as easily if I call them Adolfs. So I'll call them Adidas. And his brother created the clothing line and shoe line Puma, or as you'd say in the United States, Puma.
Puma.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Two warring brothers. One's Adidas, one's Puma.
Was it the sister that did Nike?
No, I don't know.
That'd have been a great story.
I do. The Nike thing was, he was a guy just making running shoes, wasn't he? And then it just exploded.
What, his shoes exploding?
Yeah.
Terrible shoes.
Yeah. He was making a very just simple running shoe for an athlete. It did well. And from there, he's created arguably the most famous shoe now, right? These are Adidas too. These are Manchester United shoes. I'm wearing my England shirt. Hey, I heard of.
Do you have that thing where you don't mix, like you don't wear Nike shoes and Adidas top?
No, I think I'd be more inclined to mix.
Right.
I don't like it when I'm all matchy, but today it's just, I'm doing a bit of an Adidas thing.
I knew a guy at the gym, and if he had an Adidas top and Nike shorts, he wouldn't go into the gym.
Oh, that's
He'd
weird.
He'd just go home.
That's strange. I would never do double denim, though.
Would you?
No, never. I would never do denim jeans and a denim shirt, or even denim jeans and a denim jacket. Would you?
I played in a band once when I was a lot younger, and that was our thing. That was
double
the
denim.
Thing.
The whole thing.
All of us.
What was the band called?
I think we were called Foreign Country at that time.
Not bad.
Foreign Country. You like that? But it was double denim with like patches signed, stitched on and that.
I'm always nervous when a band's first single is the name of the band. I feel like that's death for the band. Do you know what I mean? Big Country.
Big Country.
Hear about them
again. Living in a Box.
Living in a Box.
Right, let's get one more because there should be three.
Gosh.
Men at Work? No.
No, I think there's a little land from out down under, right? First time I ever heard Vegemite, the word Vegemite. She just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Ah!
What happened?
I slashed myself with a sword.
Sharp these swords. Very.
I actually did.
Now I think these swords have actually been sharpened. I feel them.
Yeah, somebody's got it against us, yeah. I think. Anyway, Tom, sorry, carry on.
That sword against me. I'll ask you a question here. It's a tough question. Well, it's a two-part question. You should hopefully get the first one. What was the name of the dog who found the stolen Jules Rimet World Cup trophy? Remember? Very famous dog.
Go again.
What was the name of the dog
right.
who found the stolen World Cup trophy, the Jules Rimet trophy?
I didn't even know it ever got stolen.
Got stolen, the original trophy. It was found by a dock worker, I think.
I could give it three guesses if you want.
Go on.
Is it a classic dog name?
No, I wouldn't say it's a classic dog name. I'll give you a clue.
Patches.
Close. Two syllables. Yep. It's a type of food. That's your second clue.
Two bacon. Syllables.
No, it's a vegetable. That's your last clue.
Carrot.
For a dog.
Why not? He might have had red hair.
Pickles.
No.
Okay. You never heard that name. No. He actually featured in his own film. He was at the, because this is the year that England won the World Cup. He was at the party that the World Cup team were at. He was like an honoured guest, the dog.
Was he a plus one?
I think he probably did have a plus one. Yeah, right. he brought his cat friend. But the real question I was going to ask you, if you don't know the name of the dog, you're never going to get this question. But I'll ask it anyway, because we've already gone down this road. How did Pickles die?
Wow. Is it an unusual?
Yeah.
Right, let's make this a, we'll call it six questions. I'm allowed to ask you six questions. Okay. Did he die in any sort of transport?
No.
Right. Did he die... was anyone involved in his death?
Just the dog himself.
Just the dog. Was any mechanical or something electric involved?
Nothing electric. You could almost describe it as a natural phenomenon.
A natural almost. Phenomenon. Was it a wet type of weather?
No, don't think weather.
You can't call it weather, but was it a natural...
I don't think an environmental issue had anything to do with it. Really.
Not an environmental, but like a sort of... Let me narrow it here. Okay. Would you put it in the group of, say, like quicksand, drowning, a heavy wind?
It's a naturally occurring thing on our planet that was in some way responsible for Pickle's death.
Was it lightning?
No. That's five.
So it's not. It was a naturally occurring thing.
Something that occurs on our planet that we see all the time that in some way had something to do with Pickle's death.
Does it in any way involve trees?
It does involve trees.
Did he get hit by a coconut?
In England.
Or was it England he died?
An English dog.
Then a fallen branch?
I mean, you're close.
In weather.
Yeah, you're close because it's to do with a tree. You are close. How else may a dog potentially hurt himself or tragically kill himself with a tree?
Something fallen from the tree.
It's not something fallen. We've established that.
Oh, but I thought just the coconut. So could he have been trapped in the tree?
In a way, yeah.
Because of the root system.
No.
It's not the roots.
Not the roots.
And he wasn't trapped in it. He got stuck on it.
Now you're getting
How
warmer.
Did he get stuck on a tree?
And die.
What kind of trees did he get stuck on? Tell me.
It's actually really sad. Don't
laugh.
Why
are you smiling?
Laugh. Well, because it's tragic comedy. He hung himself
by a tree.
He escaped from his owner, and he was attached to a lead or a leash, as they say in the United States. And he jumped, and the lead got trapped around a branch, and he hung himself.
That dumb. That is why I don't like to see dogs running with a leash.
They can get trapped on anything. Yeah.
For one thing, I never hook onto the collar on his neck anyway. I always go for a body one.
Bobby Johnson.
Yeah. Any dog. Mm. But never. I've seen people who do that. They let their dog run off.
Why don't you hook a lead directly to a neck collar? Do you think it's too cruel to the dog?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's cruel, but you're just like, a neck is a very...
Pulling him by his neck.
He catches on something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want something on your neck, do you? Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. Very sad. I came down to your house on Saturday. I've not seen your dog for a couple of weeks, and he did that lovely thing that he does when I've not seen him for a little bit, where he's very excited, and then he was keen for me to sit down, and once I sat down, he physically dominated me for a good 5 minutes. Do you remember? Crawled up on me, and he sat right here, and he just was like, my human for a sec. And once he kind of figured that out, he then went and sat next to your wife. That's his favourite position, isn't it?
And what did I do that was for you, Dom?
You allowed me to eat Thai food in your house?
No. Well, it's got to do with Bobby.
Bobby?
You won't know, so I'll just tell you.
Bought me a lovely bottle of wine. Specifically for me, a Sancerre. My favourite grape.
He loves that. He loves
something
the Sancerre.
Oh, I know. You had your dog's teeth cleaned because he can sometimes be a little bit whiffy.
Because the last time you were down, you said his breath was absolutely honking.
Well, even you and your wife are like, oh, Bob, what's going on there?
So I got his teeth cleaned.
Is it back to normal now?
Stinking again.
Mm. Well, they'll eat crazy stuff. Reserve Bar is your online source for premium and luxury spirits, wine and champagne. And now Reserve Bar offers same-day delivery.
Reserve Bar has a vast lineup of rare and hard-to-find bottles, premium brands, celebrity spirits, and limited releases that you just won't find in your local store.
I know.
No one does spirit gifting better than Reserve Bar. You're looking for an elevated gift? ReserveBar.com has you covered. And you can have that gift delivered right to their door. Even better, turn that spirit's gift into a cherished memento with custom engraving, perfect for birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, Father's Day, you name it.
Yeah.
Getting into home bartending? Reserve Bar has everything you need. Spirits for the shelves? Sure. But they also have every barware tool and glass you'll need.
Mm-hmm. Reserve Bar has a great feature called Cocktail Lounge. This is a treasure trove of cocktail recipes, bartending tips, interviews with master distillers, celebrities and more. And the hot trend in spirits, Billy, is ready to drink cocktails.
Have you tried them?
Yes, they're delicious.
You're drinking one right now. They taste better than ever. And Reserve Bar has a huge collection of them. These canned cocktails are great for parties when you don't have time to tend the bar or for tailgating season, which supposedly is fully in swing right now. Reserve Bar also has barware, glassware, cocktail recipes, and more. Need something for a party tonight? Reserve Bar now offers same-day delivery straight to your door. Did you forget that special birthday gift? Reserve Bar to the rescue with same-day delivery.
Visit reservebar.com today and use promo code ONION to save $10 off your purchase of $75 or more on spirits, wine or pre-made cocktails. But only when you use our special offer at reservebar.com with the code ONION. That's reservebar.com and code ONION. This offer expires December 31st, 2022.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, we should try and get through as much stuff as possible today.
Come on. It's just me and you this week, Dom.
Oh, it's
I
my
quite
favorite.
Like that sometimes.
It's my favorite.
I like other people, but you know what Dante said?
What?
Hell is other people.
Hey, Billy, what? Should we peel the onion?
Yes, let's peel the onion, as it were, Dom. Peeling the onion. You got any questions from anyone?
Shall I start?
What did I do with my glasses?
Yeah, while you're looking for your glasses. Yeah. This is from Dan DeShelter. That's a cool name.
Ooh.
Is that a Scottish name? Sounds a little Scottish.
DeShelter. I don't think so. De makes it sound like it's French or something.
Yeah, you might be right. Anyway, he says, hello, Billy and Dom. Love you both. Thank you very much.
What?
But my question
nice
is for Billy.
Oh.
My family's been researching our family tree in the last few years, and it turns out Billy and I are both part of the clan Boyd. My grandmother's maiden name was Boyd, and her dad came from Scotland. I was wondering if you've ever gone to the clan castle in Kilmarnock. Thanks. Lots of love to you both for providing tons of entertainment over the years. Well, how sweet. You found a family member.
A family member. A clan member.
Mm.
So there was a clan, you see, Dom. Mm.
Basically a big gang.
Gang, yeah. Just had a bit of an area. And that's how clans worked, you know. So different clans went with other different clans if there was a war or whatever. And apparently the Boyds were the lairds of Kilmarnock.
Lords, is that? And is that like
pretty
a,
much, yeah.
Right.
And yeah, I've never been to the castle, actually, Dan. I don't know if you have, but maybe we could go together.
Have you been to Kilmarnock?
We'll raid it. I've been to Kilmarnock, but I'm not even sure if there is a castle, to be honest.
Really?
But the thing was, when England took over Scotland, they made it illegal to have clans.
Mm.
They didn't want the clans because then you could get together.
Sure,
you know?
Sure, let's get these guys.
So they made it illegal to wear your tartan. That's how you could tell who was in your clan. You know, you had a kilt with the right tartan. You go, oh, he's wearing Boyd tartan. He's with the Boyds. So they made it illegal to wear tartan and they made it illegal to speak Gaelic. Most people could only speak Gaelic. So that made it difficult, didn't it?
What, they try to force them to speak English?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these English people sound like a right load of twats.
And then one of the worst things they did, if you get married, Dom, the English lord who was looking over your... He had to have a night with your wife before you.
Not just watching the telly, maybe watching Strictly Ballroom or something.
Making love, Dom. To try and get rid of the Scottish lines. What do you think of that?
Well, I wouldn't be happy.
Well, you wouldn't be happy,
no,
would you?
It's supposed to be a romantic evening for you and your wife, and you say, see you the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, they had that in Braveheart, didn't they?
Yeah, what if she came back and she'd had a right great time? How was your night? Brilliant! I've reconsidered the marriage, actually.
Oh, that's awesome. Good. But there you go. No, I've never seen the castle, but good to look back at the history, isn't it?
Scotland has a wonderful history, full of, if you don't mind me saying, wonderful people.
Thanks, Dom. Hey, Dom. Mm. Josh Singleton.
Hiya, Josh.
Hi, guys. Your love of food always makes me happy.
I eat three times a day.
Makes me happy, you know?
Mm.
Me and my girlfriend take the mickey out of each other because we don't like certain foods that are, you know, common. I don't like pizza, for instance, and she doesn't like cooked onion. What is the most common food that you don't actually like? P.S. I love your show.
Well, he doesn't like pizza. That's a slightly strange one. Not liking cooked onion, I don't think he's as weird as not liking pizza, you know? But
do you want a secret about cooked onion, Dom?
Yeah, is this a secret that a cooked onion told you one time?
No, it's how to cook an onion. Do you like getting like a curry from a Chinese restaurant in the UK?
Hang on a second.
In the UK.
The Chinese curry, go on.
Right, do you know the thing I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're saying.
You know, you say I'll have a chicken curry, for instance.
Yeah, yeah. Chinese
with
chicken.
With rice.
Mm-hmm.
And the onion's always nice. It's kind of... It's crispy. It's got a bite to it.
Yeah, what have they done?
And whenever I cooked it, the onion always got too cooked.
A bit sloppy.
Yeah.
Right.
And I went to my local Chinese restaurant and I said, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I can get everything else working. Got the sauce, got the chicken, I've got it all good.
Yeah.
Can't get it. They told me what you do.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you?
Deep fry it.
No, you don't deep fry it. You don't cook it in the sauce and everything, Dom. You cut it up to the size that you want, sprinkle in the water,
Sprinkle of water.
A little bit of water on it. Okay. Stick it in the microwave. Ooh. 2 minutes.
Ooh.
Wait until everything else is ready.
Yeah.
Put it in right at the end.
Yeah.
So the microwave has cooked it slightly. And then it's in with this on.
Right. And the sauce slightly continues to cook it a little bit.
But not much.
Not a lot. Keeps it crunchy.
Because you're serving it right then.
Lovely.
So you've got the chicken's delicious, the sauce is perfect, and the onion gives you that little bite.
Lovely. Well, one of the things that my mum and dad do make a great curry, one of the things that they have as a little side thing, if you want it, is some finely chopped up red onion. So you get your curry and you sprinkle that on top. That's
raw?
Raw, indeed. Red, though. It's red onion, though. You know, it's easy to eat raw. It's lovely. It's lovely. You'd
so what's the one thing local?
Doesn't have to be local.
There was no
mention of the word local. Common is the word that you
Josh said eating is common. Most people like, let's say, above 80%, but you think to yourself, I don't like that.
All right. Well, this is a big food item, which is why I'm choosing it. I'm not saying that I don't like it,
right?
But it's not my thing. If someone said you could never eat it again, it wouldn't bother me. Chocolate. It's fine. But I'm not the guy reaching for the chocolates in a box when they show up. If someone gives me a bit of chocolate, I'll have a square or two. I'll be like, nah, it's fine. It just doesn't.
I'd agree with you, Don.
It doesn't get me going.
I'm not a big, I don't.
Yeah, you don't eat that much.
What's the point?
And I find it kind of clags in my mouth a little bit.
I mean, if it's dark chocolate, I'll take it, you know.
I'll take it. Vigo was a big fan of chocolate, wasn't he? When we were doing rings. Yeah, most of the time you could say to Vigo, do you got a bit of chocolate? And he'd be like, if he didn't have it on him, he'd be like, give me a couple of minutes, I'll get it for you.
He knew where it was?
Yeah, he knew where it was. And also our friend Carrie, our friend Nigel's wife, she has to have a piece of chocolate a day.
Every day?
Every day in the evening. Before she goes to bed, she'll have a piece of chocolate.
Before bed?
Yeah, like if we're all hanging out watching a movie, she'll usually pull out some element of chocolate around about, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and she'll have a couple of little bits and then send her off to bed. Ladies love chocolate.
It's weird, eh? I'll give you that on chocolate.
What so we're both saying chocolate. Oh, no. Chocolate was my answer. Don't steal it.
As you know, I don't like cinnamon. But
that's
a flavour, isn't it, Dom? But if it
it's
was
not that common either,
food so. That I don't really eat that other people like to eat. I like it. I love eating everything.
Do you like a hot dog? I've never seen you eat a hot dog.
I've enjoyed a hot dog in my life, yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll move on. This from Jason Arthur in Delaware, United States.
What did Delaware, boys? What did Delaware?
Well, who sang that? Was that One Hit Wonder?
There is a song, Dom, that does every one of the 50 states.
So you can learn it?
So you can, well, you, isn't that amazing, though? Somebody sat, a songwriter sat one day and he says, I'm going to write a song that's got all the states in it. But used in a way like that, Delaware, did Delaware?
Mm.
And it goes through all 50.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
States is what an achievement.
What an incredible achievement. Remember the TV show Roseanne, which I think is now called The Conners.
Right.
The Roseanne character in it, I think, like falls down dead in one of the later seasons. They lived on Delaware Street. And I think they lived in Delaware as a state, but that might not be right. Eddie, could we find that out? But they definitely lived on Delaware Street.
Yes.
Love that show. Oh, thank you, Eddie. All right, here's a question from Jason Arthur in Delaware. He says, good day, gentlemen. What a lovely start. So great to listen to you both each week. Keep up the good work. I will be flying to Auckland in mid-November and be there for only one day. I plan to rent a car and would love to get a glimpse of the Hobbiton set at the very least. My question is, what would you guys recommend to a Lord of the Rings fan to do in just one day? And even if it's not specifically Lord of the Rings focus, where is a cool, close-ish place to Auckland that you remember fondly? Lovely little belch there.
One day, Dom.
One day in Auckland.
That one is... day more.
One day more.
One day more.
Les Mis, right?
Is it?
I think it's Les Mis, that.
Lovely that, wasn't it?
Yeah, she had a dream that her life would be a lot better than having to donate her teeth and her hair just to stay alive. Of course she had that dream. I had a dream that my life would be so much better than what is going on right now. Yeah, no one dreams that they're going to have to donate all of their teeth and hair just to live.
Get by?
My God, Annie Hathaway. What a time.
I went to theatre the other day, Tom.
What'd you see?
A new play, but I enjoyed the new play, but even more than the play, I listened to Hamilton on the way, Rent on the way back.
Oh, brilliant.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, that's great.
Me and my wife were singing it at the top of our voices.
Love them. Actually, I'm not very well versed on the Rent songs, apart from 1,000, 200,000, 3,000 minutes.
Yes.
But Hamilton, what an achievement. Right, stuff to do in one day. Well, you and I climbed, was it the Sky Tower in Auckland?
So we did, yeah.
You, me, and... Elijah Wood. We climbed the Sky Tower.
That's right.
We had some lovely sushi. Can't remember the name of the sushi restaurant.
Because if you're going to Auckland, if you're wanting to do locations, a lot of the rings kind of things, we didn't really go up that far.
Not really.
We stopped about Hobbiton, which was near Nelson.
Yeah,
right?
He's hoping to rent a car and get to the Hobbiton set in a day. Could he get there? Probably.
You could actually get there. I would say do that if you want to do a Lord of the Rings thing.
Yeah.
Get yourself to the Green Dragon, quick beer, back up again, and then you'll be on your next flight. Otherwise, I would do what Dom says. I would go up the tower and then maybe go to the harbour. Remember we went out in the boats?
Mm, mm-hmm.
So that's really fun. Auckland's a lovely place.
Did we go to Auckland for the America's Cup? That
we did.
Was that Auckland?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the harbour is beautiful.
It's really beautiful. Mm. And you know what I love? When you arrive in New Zealand, Dom, if you remember, you arrive internationally and then you have to go to another terminal to do the little flight domestic from Auckland to Wellington, and you follow a line that's painted on the ground to get to the... Yeah. I used to love that.
I like that too. Done that with you a bunch of times.
It was like getting home, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And following that little line that took you to the domestic terminal.
And also, after being slightly cooped up on planes and in buildings, it's nice to get a bit of fresh air, isn't it?
Just that little walk's lovely, isn't it?
10-15 minute walk. Oh, he's going to sneeze. He's going to sneeze multiple times. He's thinking about it. It's gone. Yep. Oh, it's gone.
Lovely. But it could save your life, that walk as well. Because
deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah. Mm. I know a guy that got that.
Really? Yeah. Still alive.
Yeah. He said, but his doctor said, if he hadn't came to see him, it could have been the end.
Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't think you are yet.
Mm-hmm.
Was that it's like a swelling in the veins, a trapped vein?
I would say like a blood clot, which is bad in your leg, terrible in your groin, and a killer in your lung.
You don't want it in your brain either.
You don't want it going up in your brain.
And the way that you get rid of it is to be active on the plane, is it? Do a little bit of this.
Yep. Always walk about. Yeah, because it'll start in your calf, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be moving your calf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for
free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We've got another question. Right. Shall I do this and then you do the last one?
Right, go on.
This from C. Fisher. They didn't give their first name.
Carol.
Could be Carol Fisher.
Kathy.
Yeah. Said, hi, my name is... Oh, they're actually called Fisher. But why is the C in front? Anyway. Hi, my name's Fisher. I'm from Pennsylvania in the United States. Kind of the middle knuckle of the pointer finger if you hold your thumb up.
Really? Hold on.
The middle knuckle of the first finger...
Pointer about there.
There you go. That's what she's saying.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
And then she spoke German here. Hallo, Dom. Ich hoffe, dir geht es gut. I hope that you are good. You speak a little bit of German as well.
Yeah.
One of your favorite countries.
Ein bisschen.
Mm-hmm. She says, just wanted to tell you both that your podcast is fantastic. Well, actually, she says absolutely amazing, but I didn't want to flex that hard. It truly gets me through the day. If I could ask a question, it would be, did you ever envy a line or a stunt or something that the other had? I guess between you and I.
Yeah.
Love you both. Love your podcast. Thank you. Love, Fisher. Well, it's not that I envied necessarily, but working with Ian McKellen, which we did in the group and did every so often, was always fantastic. And I remember when you were off kind of much more third movie with Ian doing those scenes that were specifically just you and Ian. I remember thinking, man, that must be a good day at work. Yeah. Billy's just hanging out with one of the greats, you know, one of the real
one of the great actors.
I wonder if he thought that about you. You know
I don't think he did because I could tell by the way that he acted with me that he didn't think that.
Yeah, he just kind of dismissed you out of hand. But that's beautiful. The whole, you know, that whole scene of you saying, right, well, I guess we're going to die now. I didn't think life was going to go that way. And Gandalf says, oh, no, it's not over yet. That's a beautiful scene in the film and must have been great as an actor to think, wow, these lines, this actor, and Dom's not around to fucking distract me for a change.
It's quite nice. No, it was. You're right, Dom. Yeah. Those moments with Ian, I'll always treasure.
Yeah.
Because, as you say, he's one of the greats, you know. And I remember we'd always approach those scenes kind of like theatre, you know. We'd have little rehearsals ourselves and it was really lovely.
Yeah.
But I felt, talking about that, I felt the same way about Miranda. Because I thought when Miranda arrived in New Zealand, I was beguiled. Is that a word?
Yeah, I think you can be beguiled with someone, yeah.
I thought she was wonderful. She was beguiling.
She was lovely.
Incredibly talented and lovely. And I thought, oh, Dom gets to go with like the best person who's just arrived.
Yeah.
And I still feel about Miranda when I watch her now. I think she's an incredible actress.
Did you see
the one, was it Will Ferrell who was in it? About the family in the snow.
Yetis.
No, it's a comedy.
Oh, like the force majeure thing?
Yes, it was based on the French, yeah.
Yeah, with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's also incredible.
Brilliant.
Was Miranda in that?
Miranda not only was in it, but totally stole it.
Ah.
She was fantastic in it.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Because the original one, the force majeure, is just a masterpiece.
Mm.
And what I really like about that relationship between Mary and Eowyn is obviously with Pippin and Gandalf, they've spent a significant amount of time with each other and that relationship has grown over time. But with Merry and Eowyn, they have to become very quick friends that trust each other, you know, like within a few scenes. And to earn that is kind of difficult. And it's sweet that they're kind of mirroring the same story. She's basically being kind of sidelined by her people saying, you know, you're a woman, you can't fight. You're supposed to be hanging out inside and taking care of the other kids and women and stuff. And she says, no, I want to fight. I'm someone that is capable. And she sees that in Merry, which is why she's like, look, if I'm coming, if you've allowed me to come, then of course he should come too. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's lovely. She stands up for you because she sees that sort of minority in you. I love it. Yeah. Now, there you go. Lovely. Good question, Dom.
Yeah, William, last one here.
I'll finish on this one, if you don't mind, Dom, because this is from Michigan in the United States of America, and it's from Drew. Now, Drew says, hi, hello, Billy and Dom.
Hi.
My name's Drew from Michigan, as we've already said. Just want to say I'm a huge fan. Now, my question for you is going to bring back some memories of the good old PlayStation 2. Growing up in my younger years, there was a game I'm sure you're familiar with called Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. in which there were bonus clips and scenes about all the hobbits talking about how good Elijah was at gaming and all the typical banter between you guys. So my question for you is, one, do you remember this game? And two, what is your favourite video game of all time and why? Keep up the good work and my best regards to you both. Video games, Dom.
I do remember that game, and I do remember back at that point, Elijah was definitely much more of a accomplished gamer than we were. He was playing all the time. He would play on set. He would play back in LA. When I came to LA with Elijah, we did the whole, you know, Chinese Man's Theater and Disneyland and stuff, but in the evening, he was playing Silent Hill.
Silent Hill of all things,
though. Which is like a horror game. Elijah loves horror.
He loves horror, doesn't he?
I was watching it, and I would say to Elijah, well, I can't watch that. Like, turn around a corner and there's like a dead thing coming at you. Not fun for me, but Elijah loved it. So back then, I would argue that he was easily the best gamer.
And we would play like the Streets thing.
NBA Street.
Yeah, that was
brilliant, wasn't it? But then we improved quite quickly, and I don't think Elijah plays as much now. He's got a young family. I don't think he's had the opportunity to play. And you and I are almost professional at League of Legends, aren't we?
And we did go to the League of Legends.
We went to the finals.
The Worlds, as they call it.
Mm. I hope to go next year. I think it will be somewhere in Southeast Asia. That would be incredible to see.
I think I know where it is, but I don't know if it's been announced, so I'm not going to say.
Let's not say it, but somewhere in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that great?
Hey, Dom, brilliant. And I don't think we're that far away from being professional.
No, it's just a little click.
It's just a little bit. We just need to tidy up our backswing, as it were.
Mm. Like they say in Spinal Tap, it's just that tiny little difference between genius and stupid. And yeah. I think we're on the stupid.
We're just
a little click and then we'll be geniuses, you know.
So I would say my favourite video game of all time is League of Legends.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cemented now, is it?
Yeah, I mean, because there's games as I was growing up that I really loved. Defender, Space Invaders, you know, all those games I really loved. But I don't think there's any game I've stuck as long as League of Legends.
Mm. And I would say you're the most improved player.
Well, thank you.
Mm.
Is that not the award they give to the one who doesn't get any other awards?
Sometimes they give that to someone who's just crap and they want to give them an award. But I think you've gone from not only most improved to, you know, playing Heimerdinger at a level that no one else has ever played in the history of Heimerdinger.
I think you could be right, Tom.
Good for you. League of Legends is definitely up there for me. Ah, is it my favourite game? It has so many enjoyable aspects to it. When, you know, when it's cracking off, when you're on a team with all our mates and we're winning, brilliant. It is rough to play two or three games in a row and just get absolutely slaughtered, right? It's kind of brutal.
Yeah, it is. But and what I would like to be, and I hope this happens sometime, I'd like to play a game where I'm not the worst in the team.
Mm-hmm. You've done that already.
I don't know if I have.
Really?
I'm always the worst or between the bottom two. Oh. You know, there has to be someone else who's carrying it.
Yeah, but I think statistically, we talked about this the other day. I die more than you because I'm always like getting into the fight. So a lot of times we'll end the game and I'll say, what did you get? And you said, I got a B minus. And I'll say, I got a C plus or a D. So I think there's been times where I've definitely, you know, done worse than you. It'll happen.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You're just a little... Just a little slower on the learning ladder. That's all.
It's all right.
But you get there.
I'll get there.
I think probably my favourite game, because it isn't quite as brutal when you lose it, it's probably still Skyrim. And the new Skyrim, they've been threatening to come out for a long time. And when that comes out, I'll be very excited.
But and that's just a one player, is it?
That's a single player game. You can play different versions of it online that is like multiplayer, but a single player game. I think I've told you, there's times when I've been playing Skyrim where I've thought, I wonder what the top of that mountain looks like. And I'll climb to the top of that mountain. And if you let go of your controller for like a minute or so, it will do a massive 360 kind of thing. And the view from the top of the mountain is so beautiful that I'll just think, I'm not going to play the game for a little bit. I'm just going to watch that view for 5 minutes. Amazing that games can do that.
Well, I've started doing that with the Elder Scrolls and I'm enjoying it, you know, but I want a horse.
Yeah, it takes a while to get a horse, doesn't it?
How'd you get a horse?
I think you have to go to a stable, but you need the money to buy it. I don't think you have the money to buy it yet, do you?
Can you steal a horse?
Try it.
I know it's morally wrong to steal a horse, but I wonder if you can.
Mm. Have you ever shooed a horse? Because I told a
shoe.
Yeah, I told a donkey to f*** off once.
Hey!
Hey! Hey, Eddie, have we got some voicemails? Should we do those?
We haven't done voicemails for a bit. Let's do voicemails.
Oh, and there's from all over the world.
Right, we hear this, Dom.
Right, here we go.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hi, Billy and Dom. My name is Daphne Sargent, and I want to know what your favorite type of ice cream is. Bye. P.S. I love your show, and I'm 7.
Oh, Daphne, that's
Daphne.
So sweet.
It's good.
Nice to hear from you.
I picked my son up from school yesterday. He's no longer 7. He was at one point. He's 16 now. And I picked him up from school and he went, I could go ice cream. So that was his first thought.
Did you say to him, do you have cash?
You got any money? Yeah. Go get a job.
Yeah, get a job.
Because ice cream, I think, is quite important.
Daphne didn't tell us her favourite ice cream flavour. I'm going to guess vanilla, Daphne. Right, what's yours? You have to pick one.
Well, it's difficult because it depends where I'm going.
You got in the ice cream shop.
I know, but which one?
Ah, okay. Well, how many have you got in your local area that you mess about with?
3.
Is a Jenny's one of them?
No.
I'm a fan of a Jenny's.
Never been to Jenny's.
Shame on you.
But if I had to, if I walked into a store and I don't know the ice cream store, what flavour am I going to get? It's between 2, Tom.
Pistachio?
It's between 3, Tom. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Pistachio.
Yeah.
Mint chocolate chip.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yes.
There should not be mint and chocolate chip. Not together. Not for me. No, I don't even like chocolate. I kind of like
mint. Well, mentioned that.
But the two of them together. No, 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 no.
Give us yours then.
Am I picking 3?
Go on.
Or just one? All right.
You could never pick one. No way.
I know.
If I gave you $100,000 to do one just now, you couldn't do it.
I can't. I'm going to pick 3. Go. I've got some controversial ones here. Lemon.
No.
I'm a fan of the lemon
ice cream.
Only
if it's a sorbet.
A kind of salted caramel with maybe a crunchy biscuity type caramelly thing in there. Salted caramel, they do that at Jenny's ice cream. And then my final one, again, slightly controversial, yogurt.
Yogurt flavour?
Yogurt flavoured ice cream.
That's weird.
Yeah, I like it. It's big in Germany.
That's like too, that's like, because yogurt I don't really think of as a flavour.
Oh, it's a flavour. Yeah, I've bent your brain there, haven't I?
You have, because that's weird.
Mm. I think it traditionally is probably more of a vanilla-y type yogurt, but it's good. And it's good with the lemon because you get sharp lemon, chilled out yogurt.
Do you mix them?
Oh, I have them in a cone with, you know, the two of them together.
Lovely.
Do you have a cone or do you have a bowl? I don't understand people that have a bowl because you're like, why would you get a bowl? You can eat the bowl if you get a cornet.
I get you.
But do you get a cornet or a bowl?
I get a cone.
Good, yeah, cone, yeah.
Normal cone or a sugar waffle?
No, no sugar waffle for me. It's too sugary as it is.
Sugar waffle for me.
I already feel guilty.
Homemade.
Oh. Your wife?
No, in the store.
Daphne, thanks for your question. It's a shame we didn't find out what your particular favourite flavour
is. Send us another message, Daphne. Tell us what your flavour is.
Yeah.
Dearest Dom and Billy, I love the show. Your podcast is such a rare and uplifting gem. And I'm so grateful that you share it with the world. My name is Rickard, and I'm tuning in from a small town called Säter in Dalecarlia, Sweden. I would like you to list your personal favorite use of a swear word in any of the Lord of the Rings films, one for each of the 3 following categories. 1. Funny, absurd, silly. 2. Dark, adding insult to injury. 3. Use of a swear word where it feels almost warranted to do so. So that's funny, dark, warranted. I thought that could be really funny. So thank you again. God bless you. And bye-bye.
Thanks,
thank you very much. Thank you from Sweden.
From Sweden. Tack så mycket.
Tack så mycket.
Okay.
Mycket bra.
Mycket bra. So warranted. I've always said that I like the thing where Gandalf just whispers under his breath, hobbits. I like that. I think that's warranted. You know, because they're always getting on his tits, you know.
I'll do
dark.
Yeah, warranted.
I've done warranted.
Oh, are we just doing one each?
Well, do one each then.
F***ing fool of a took.
Dark.
Dark, Dom.
Then you shall have a f***ing queen. It's quite scary, that, wasn't it?
Oh, that was, Galadriel. That was quite dark. And then, let me think, hold on. Dark, dark, dark. dart, dart. Right, we'll just do one for dart.
Okay, and then what's the other one?
Funny.
Funny. I've always liked Sam at the end of the film. Well, I'm f***ing back. It's a good one.
What about you with the fireworks? Get the f***ing big one.
Oh, yeah, get the f***ing big one's good. Gimli in The Pass of Khazad Dûm. F***ing toss me. That's good.
Like quite that. Dark as well.
Yeah, it is.
Another dark one.
There we go. I think we've covered it.
Yeah, we covered it there. Covered thanks. It well, Dom. Well done.
Tack, 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 tack.
Dearest
tack.
Dom and Billy.
Oh, that's the same guy. Hey.
The podcast is such a rare and uplifting.
Yeah, to listen to him compliment us again, that was awful.
Hi, Billy and Dom. My name is Dakota, and I'm from Rhode Island, so I loved your Billy and Dom Eat the World bit with coffee milk. I first saw Lord of the Rings in theaters when I was 4 years old, and my mom said that people were giving her a double take when the lights turned on because she had a small child with her. My question for you both is, what is the funniest moment that you can remember on the set of Lord of the Rings, or are there any funny or standout interactions that you've had with fans over the years? Anyways, I love your podcast, and you guys always make my day. Thanks.
Ah, thanks, Dakota.
Lovely stuff.
This wasn't necessarily funny, but I found it really adorable, and I think it's worth saying. When we were recently in San Francisco last weekend for the League of Legends final, as I was leaving, I met you downstairs just to give you a hug and say hello, and you headed to breakfast. And as I said bye to you, a lady walked in step with me as I was heading to the reception area to pick up my Uber to go to the airport. And she just whispered in my ear, "Are you one of our adorable hobbits?"
Aww.
And I went, "Oh, I think I am one of your adorable hobbits." And she went, "Great." And then just walked off. It was such a nice, sweet, genuine
interaction. That's a nice, yeah, it's lovely that.
So, not funny, but
see,
I think...
When I left you and I went to breakfast, it was an awful breakfast.
Ah, though. Why? Warm. Was it? Had it cooled down?
Kind of cold eggs and, cold you know, eggs. Old bacon and toast and just nothing
no
really.
Mushrooms?
Nothing like that. And, you know, yogurt in a thing that you could just buy for...
Oh, like a parfait.
You know, and it was a buffet. And it was $50.
Did you pay for it?
I had to.
Look at you. Wow. Is it not included in the room?
I'd already sat down. And he said, it's a buffet. I went, okay.
$50. You're going to have to fill your boots for $50, aren't you?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I can't eat enough toast.
No, you can't. $50. I mean, that is a lot. That's a lot for lunch.
I said to him, I said, is that for one? He said, it is for one, yeah.
Did you have yourself 5 or 6 cups of coffee?
I bet the coffee was awful.
What, weak?
No, just like old.
Oh, come on, guys. We won't mention the hotel, but come on.
Because the hotel was actually lovely, but you can't serve that as a breakfast.
And the day before, you and I walked out and we had a fantastic breakfast at Honey's Crêperie, remember?
Lovely. And I've been before.
Not only was it tasty and cheaper than $50, but during our breakfast... I found a hidden pair of boxer shorts in the back of my knee. Do you remember that?
So he did. He reached into his pants. I thought, what's he going to pull out here? And he pulled out a pair of boxer shorts.
My God.
Never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I was in hysterics. That was fun. But wait, have we answered the question?
Only a bit. What's the funniest thing that happened on... Do you know that day that I thought was hilarious, Dom? Mm. And I've said this before. When we're sitting on that little boat and Legolas tells us about Lembas bread.
Mm, that was funny, wasn't it? It's hard to keep a straight face.
Could not keep a straight face. Especially after Orlando says, I don't know how to deliver this line because it feels like I'm doing an advert.
Mm.
Like I'm doing an ad for Lembas bread. Mm. After that, and knowing that you were sitting right next to me, I couldn't look at you.
Yeah, I think Pete had put us as close to each
really
other as
close.
We could be for this funny kind of comedic moment, and we both had to play it quite deadpan, didn't we? How many of you had? How many did you have?
Four.
And we could, Mary's not impressed by that at all. He's actually disappointed in Pippin. And you're kind of like, what are you going to do? Yeah, we were laughing a lot, weren't we? That was a
just
good day.
I had to look at Orlando. I couldn't look at you. That day was hilarious. I loved that.
There you go. There's your answer.
I love that being on the edge of like really out laughing.
Yeah, the giggles.
But being able to hold it in enough so you can still do the scene.
But you can feel it in your stomach,
can't
you?
Just like, oh, this is...
Yeah, you can feel the energy. And every so often, because Pete's got an adorable laugh, you'll hear Pete just behind the back of the cameras going, you know, it gets you.
I love it.
Right. Thanks, Dakota.
Have we got any more? Shall we do one more?
Lisa.
And Olivera.
At your service.
So, I know it's been 20 years since you played Lord of the Rings.
Are there any personality traits from Merry and Pippin that you still hold onto to this day?
If there are, please tell us.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Lisa and Olivera from Location Unknown.
They sound like Merry and Pippin right there.
Yeah, they do sound quite
hobbity. As if they're getting up to lots of trouble.
I don't know. I mean, I think Merry and Pippin, certainly in the Shire, before stuff gets serious and crazy, I would imagine that they are quite friendly, approachable, carefree hobbits. I think you and I have elements to our personality when we're out and about where we're cool with people coming over and saying hello, yeah. And we keep it pretty mellow, right?
Yeah, I think there's whether we've taken that from Merry and Pippin or it's already there, but I suppose we met playing Merry and Pippin, so that has definitely influenced who we are as a couple.
We love our food as well. Yeah. Billy and I will eat food from all over the world. I saw him at the weekend. We had like a little bit of a Thai feast. We like to celebrate those moments, don't we? You know, I mean, we don't take that lightly. The food shows up, glass of wine, enjoying ourselves. That's what I like. That's a very hobbity element is if they've got the meal in front of them, their friends are around, they're safe, they're going to have a great night. And I think there's things about that we also subscribe to.
Yeah. I suppose we're a little more adventurous. I think Merry and Pippin would have been happy just to stay in the Shire if they could.
Yeah, they'd be quite big potatoes in the Shire, wouldn't they?
Yeah. But there's definitely some of us there. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Lisa and Olivera. I think should we do one more, Eddie? It seems like we've got one more.
We got one more if you guys want to do it.
Come on, let's do it.
Hi, Billy and Dom. Hi. My name's Rob. I'm from Canada. I'm homesick right now and catching up on some of the podcasts. And I had a question. I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, and you can't find Ethelless plant anywhere. So what is your go-to home remedy for the common cold? Thanks.
Good. What is your remedy for the common cold? I suppose a lot of people get the cold in Canada. A lot of people get the cold in Scotland, I know.
Mm-hmm. 'Tis the season. We're moving into cold season, aren't we, as it's getting colder.
What do you do if you get a cold? What is your...
I do the same thing that I did when I got COVID. Now, I don't know if this necessarily shortened my COVID, but it did help me sleep a little better because it kind of seemed to open up my sinuses. Big bottle of water.
Lovely.
Either apple cider vinegar or lemon. You can choose either one. Bit of cayenne pepper in there. Maybe some ginger powder if you get it.
Okay.
Shake it up. Try and drink that as much as possible. I mean, obviously staying hydrated is huge and it's horrible when you're feeling sick and... You know, my mum is a nurse and my mum obviously always says, make sure you're hydrated. And it's the last thing you want to do is wake up and drink water. But I do think that helps. Sleep.
Yeah.
That's about it. I keep it simple. Sleep. Stay hydrated. Be nice to yourself. Be gentle.
I do actually do that Scottish thing of a hot toddy.
Oh.
Which you do in Scotland, you'd even give a version of this to kids and everything.
Right. So explain a hot toddy. Some people might not know it.
Whiskey. Hot water. Spoonful of honey. Just sip that before you go to bed.
Is that it? Nothing else?
That's all you need.
You wouldn't put a little? Oh, well, you wouldn't put a cinnamon stick in there, but some people
absolutely,
might.
No, absolutely not,
some
Tom.
Some might. I'm trying to think. So is there variations? Is there a little squeezed lemon in a hot toddy sometimes?
No. I think what you're finding there is you're anglifying it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
What you just get is it's basically the whiskey.
Oh, that's the whiskey. Enough,
because that will kill everything.
Yeah.
It will kill you, given enough time.
Yeah.
But a little hot toddy, I think, just before you go to sleep, that's lovely. That.
Yeah, honey's good for your throat. They say for a sore throat, none of this stuff that you get from shops, the two best things for a sore throat. Honey.
Yep.
Magic from the bees. Pineapple juice.
Magic from the...
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Coat your throat.
Lovely. There's something in a pineapple.
There's a few things in a pineapple, isn't
there? Yeah, but there's something that's really good for you. I can't remember what it's
called. Oh, bromelain.
Bromelain.
Bromelain's an anti-inflammatory. Have you seen, it looks like a cheat to me, those people who are able to kind of solve the problem of the pineapple skin, like they'll be like, this is how I take all the skin. And they kind of turn upside down and punch it and then the pineapple skin just falls off.
It comes out in blocks.
Yeah, you're like, come on.
Wait a minute.
Have you prepared it and now you're showing us? you know?
Prepared it. I've never heard prepare said in that way.
I wanted to
isolate. And it makes more sense.
Yeah, I wanted to isolate the word pre. Have you done something before?
And then they paired it. That was a good question.
It was a fantastic question there from Rob. Sorry that you're feeling homesick, Rob. And fingers crossed.
I feel as if I might be getting a cold.
Oh, don't say that.
Right, I'm all right then.
Hey, Billy.
What?
Should we eat the world?
Billy and Dom eat the world.
William.
What is it?
You and I are big fans of food. We're big fans of food from around the world. We're a big fan of spice.
Oh, I love spice.
And this was sent to us by Kai Sadler in Denair, California. He said, hey, Billy and Dom, my name's Kai. 27 years old. I live in Denair, California. It is a small town in the heart of farming country located in north central California. As a native California born and raised in the agriculturally diverse area, I would like to share with you one of our most commonly grown commodities, almonds, or as some people say, almonds.
What would you say?
Almonds.
I'd say almonds.
Oh, well, there you go. Did you know that the state of California produces 80% of the world's almonds and 100% of the United States commercial supply?
Wow.
Blue Diamond Growers has a wide selection of flavored almonds, and I've chosen for you for you to try my personal flavor, which is wasabi and soy, which sounds great.
Do we have that one, Eddie? Are you bringing it in?
I'm a fan of wasabi and soy.
Here it comes.
From one foodie to a pair of others, I'm confident that you will both enjoy their bold, tantalizing taste. Ooh. I hope that you're inspired to try the other flavor varieties as well in the future. Thanks, Eddie. I thoroughly enjoy listening to your podcast and appreciate the positive masculinity that you both put out into the universe. Oh, I didn't realize that we were bringing a positive masculinity.
I think we are, actually, Tom.
Well, I've had these before.
Ooh. Have you really?
Yeah, on planes.
What, wasabi and soy?
Yeah, wasabi and soy.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm not 100% positive, but I think so.
Normally, you just heat up your nuts on a plane.
Yeah. How do you, where do you stand on the whole nut preferences? Are you a fan of a nut?
I love nuts.
I absolutely
love nuts.
Give us your top three nuts.
Chestnut. Cashew nut. Peanut.
Pistachio.
Well done.
Good. Yeah, because you love pistachios. You eat a lot.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But chestnut, that's kind of out of the box. Now, you're only having it kind of around Christmas time, right?
Round about now. Dom, there's nothing I would like more.
Grilled, little salt.
Then walk around a cold street, my hood up. I've got you in my hands.
You're holding my hand, eh?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep you warm.
Oh, lovely. Chestnut!
And we get to a city square, just as the clock's ringing 9.
Oh, it's dark out. Dong. Can I be your little kid? Oh, Daddy!
Oh. No, you're still you!
Oh, I wanted to be your little kid.
No!
Oh, Dad, look at that!
No. Still you.
Okay, I'll go.
And we've got to walk to the hotel.
Right.
It's 30 minutes.
Oh, God.
And you look at that. I'm freezing. Say that.
I'm freezing.
Don't worry, Tom.
Not only that, I'm a bit peckish.
Well, the very thing here. Look over there.
What? Oh, a lady with a dog and a dog's having a shit.
Just to the right of that.
Yeah.
See who that is?
Is that Steve Jobs?
No.
That's a man.
He looks
like that guy, doesn't he?
He does look like Steve Jobs. But he's actually... Cooking? He's a German gentleman, and he's roasting chestnuts, Dom.
He's roasting chestnuts, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and what are we going to do? We're going to just eat them on the walk home?
Well, eat them on the walk home, we'll get a bag each.
Oh, because you warm your hands up with him.
You warm your hands up, and plus he's broken his shells, so you can get them out. Perfect.
My only critique of that would be... How do you access the salt? Because I like to dip them in a little bit of salt.
There's no salt.
It's just as chestnut.
Just as it comes.
Okay. I like a chestnut.
That is my favourite nut and my favourite way to eat that nut.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you and I are ever in a situation where we're walking through a cold area and I see a chestnut cellar, it's on me. Every single time it's on me.
I will take it every time. I've came out of restaurants full as a wulk, as they would say.
Full as a bandit's rifle.
And I will buy myself a chestnuts.
Wow.
Just for the flavour. See the flavour of these nuts.
Lovely.
That we've been offered here by Kai. Absolutely delicious.
These are lovely. These are Blue Diamond wasabi and soy sauce nuts. And can I say, I think a lovely way to chase these would be with a lovely cold lager.
Oh, lovely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe on a plane, lovely little glass of Stella Artois, something like that.
Dom.
My three favourite nuts, you were just about to ask. Pistachios.
Number one? Or no order?
That's tough.
No specific?
I think I just have to give you my top three because I don't
But
know.
No specific order?
I can't.
Like, carry on.
Pistachios. It's hard to mess with a cashew. And then my last one, man, this is tough because I've not met a nut that I don't like.
A walnut?
Love a walnut. I've got them in the house right now. I like a pecan. I like a raw almond. I'll say almonds because I eat almonds probably more than any other nut. And they're quite a healthy, maybe not like this, but a raw almond, really quite healthy.
Dumb.
Protein. Does your wife like nuts?
No, not the really way that thing. She likes a chocolate with a hazelnut.
Well.
But only hazelnut.
Hazelnut and chocolate is an incredible taste profile together.
There's a chocolate bar that she likes.
Excuse me.
And they do it in peanut, caramel, fruit and nut, hazelnut. She won't take it anyway except the hazelnut.
Are you talking about just the whole nut bar? Is that what you mean? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I think it's called a whole nut. When it comes as just a milk chocolate with hazelnuts.
No, it's not a Cadbury one. It's a different one. It's a little block.
Okay.
I don't know who makes it.
Now, what about your dog? If you approached your dog with a nut, would he reject it?
Don't know if you can give dogs nuts.
I thought that was chocolate.
Or onions.
Onions?
Or grapes.
Didn't know that about. So what happens with an onion or a grape in a dog's body?
Toxic.
Wow.
And I think it might be the same with nuts. I'm not sure.
Don't do that then.
I'll check that for you though.
Yeah, I remember we were hanging out in the garden one time eating fruit and I was chatting with your dog. And I went down to give him a grape and you went, do not poison my dog. I went, I didn't even know. Yeah.
The things you have to learn, eh?
Yeah. I've never had a dog. One day.
That's maybe my favourite ever almond.
It's great. And the flavour's quite intense for the first second or so and then it eases off. But
and then it makes you grab another one because you want that intensity again.
I like foods that make you salivate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is pretty high up there.
Got any facts on it?
I'll give you a little fact here. The Blue Diamond Growers is an agricultural cooperative and marketing organization that specializes in California almonds. Founded in 1910 as the California Almonds Growers Exchange, this organization claimed to be the world's largest tree nut processing and marketing company. It serves 3,500 almond growers and helps make the almond crop, valued at over $1 million, California's largest food export. Eddie, could you bring me some water before I die? William, could you speak? Because I think I'm close to death.
You probably have to watch how many you eat if you're watching your calories.
Oh, talk us through the caloric intake.
We hear this. Oh, no.
Just the whole pot. Eddie, thank you so much.
I go on, why not? Thank you very much. I thought, as it said there, for servings, I won't tell you how many calories because I'll let you guess. But I thought it said 6 nuts and then it was this many calories, but it's not. It's 28 nuts. How many calories and 28 nuts?
Just to clarify, 28 nuts is seen as one serving.
Yes. I would say...
How many? We're close to that, aren't we, from what we got?
I would say we had more like 40 nuts.
Really? Right. How many calories in 28 nuts? I'm going to say 300.
Too much.
I've said too much.
Yeah.
150.
Too little.
200.
Too much.
175.
Too much.
160.
Too little.
165.
Too little.
163.
Too little.
164.
Too little.
What?
165 was too little.
167.
Too little.
169.
Too little.
170.
Yeah.
I said 170.
You said 175. We'll play it back and I'll show you.
Ah, you might be right. Right, that's quite a lot. Is that quite a lot? I don't know.
No, when it was 6 nuts, I thought it was a lot. But 28 nuts, couple hundred.
Not bad.
That's all right.
A little bit of fat in there, a little bit of protein.
Yeah, good protein.
Let me see if I can guess the gram. Does it tell you the grams of protein in a serving?
Yep.
2.5 grams of protein?
Per serving, 6 grams.
Oh, that's quite a lot. It's good after the gym.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How much fat saturated? Mm. No, total fat.
3 grams.
20.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hang on, William.
15.
Still quite a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot of fat, but it's good fat, isn't it?
Well, that's what people would say. It's good fat. It's good fat, but is it good fat?
What's good fat for you? Probably good. Unsaturated. Monounsaturated.
Yeah, good fats are the fats that occur in foods like the fat in salmon, maybe the fat in chicken,
Avocado.
Avocado, great fat. But the man-made fats are the ones that you want to try and avoid, right?
Yeah, trans fats.
Trans fats.
Do you know how much trans fat?
No.
None.
Oh, good. Lovely. Hang on, let's see if we can find anything else.
You want some more facts? You want me to give you facts?
The company produces almonds in various forms, including roasted almonds under the Blue Diamond brand and almond milk under the Almond Breeze brand.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The cooperative is privately held and does not disclose sales figures. However, although the Sacramento Bee estimated to have annual sales of over $709 million in 2009, that's a lot, it's almost $1 billion a year now, I bet.
Well, that's good that it's a thing. It's a cooperative, though, eh?
What? Now, explain to me about a cooperative. Does that mean that the people who work there also own some of the profits?
Yeah, that's how I would think it would be.
Lovely.
So it serves 3,500 almond growers. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And all of those almond growers get to share in the profits of the company.
Yeah.
Is that socialism?
Yeah, it is, though.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
The organization is headquartered in Sacramento. It resisted attempts by the International Longshore and Warehouse Union to organise workers. That's not good, is it? So they weren't allowing unions.
You can't read it.
Yeah, it looks like you didn't get the unions working for them. But I'm going to look into that more, but I think if it is a co-op and the actual guys who are growing the almonds are sharing in the profits. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. I'd like to go. They're only in Sacramento. We could go visit these guys.
Yeah, we'll eat some nuts.
Why do you think
go on.
Nuts are commonly served on planes? What's that about?
Do you think it's an easy snack? It's a natural snack. And it maybe gets you ready for your aperitif. Mm. As you say, it puts you in the mood for a beer or something.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Because the salt, is it?
Salt, yeah, it would make you a bit thirsty. That's a good point, actually. Maybe they try to give you something to
whet your appetite, get you ready, as it were.
What's your, talk to me, I mean, I've been on many planes with you, but you like to be left alone on a plane, I've noticed.
Yeah, I don't want to
chat.
You don't
want to be bothered, you don't want to chat, you don't want to watch a movie together, none of that stuff.
None of that, it's my own experience of plane.
I understand, but talk to me through that. When you get on, do you have a magazine? Are you listening to a podcast when you get on? How do you settle in?
I normally always have a book, because I find I will watch a movie once the plane's up and going.
Usually Interstellar. Usually Interstellar.
But you've got to kind of watch what's going on and listen to the safety thing and all that.
And they ask you to turn your phone off, blah,
I'm
blah,
like,
blah.
What is it? And, there's a lot going on. I'll just rather sit with my book. So I'm reading till takeoff. Then normally the book goes away and then I'm onto the screen.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Or maybe some music. And then I like to have a nap on a plane and all.
Before lunch, before dinner, you like to have a quick kind of 45-minute, hour-long thing. No, after.
After, settle in with a film, if it's a long flight, and then hopefully doze off.
Whilst watching a film?
Maybe.
Can't do that.
Oh, you got to watch it till the end?
I just can't. My brain is too engaged in a film to switch off. It has to watch it. I can take the headphones off, put an eye mask on, fall asleep. But listening to a film, you know, I find it too stimulating.
Well, I think in general, you're more awake than you are asleep. And I think I'm more asleep than I'm awake.
Yeah, it might be true. We've been flying around with Elijah Wood and Sean Astin quite a lot recently. And Elijah and I like to sit together because we like to be quite interactive on planes together, Elijah and I. We say, look at this.
You guys chat nonstop.
We're chatting. We're talking about you know, showing each other magazine articles. Maybe we're sharing games. We might watch the occasional film. And Elijah enjoys gin and tonic on a plane.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Tom.
He said to us, one of the funniest things he said to us is, there is no time in the sky. So regardless of what time we're flying, our tradition now, Elijah and I, is to have one or maybe seven gin and tonics.
Lovely stuff. Think it could be nicer.
One of the recent live podcasts that we did, I showed up a little tipsy.
From a flight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone can go back and watch the Friendship Onions and tell us which one it was that Dom was slightly tipsy.
Yes, yes. Well, should we give it some scores?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
We've got right. to score it, Bills.
Taste.
Well, the taste is top-notch.
This particular almond, not all almonds. We're talking about the soy and wasabi almond here from Blue Diamond.
Blue Diamond. You're a fan of wasabi. I've had a lot of sushi dinners with you, and you're a fan of wasabi. It's a horseradish wasabi.
I love wasabi, and I love it on peas. You know when you get the peas?
Oh, love it.
And it goes right up the back of your nose.
Like English mustard.
Oh, it's a love-hate thing.
And you can have the wasabi paste, which is fine, but if you add the actual raw wasabi, that stuff is fine. And that'll clean your sinuses out.
Well, I'll clean you out, all right, Dom.
The taste of this particular Blue Diamond almond, the soy and wasabi, it's fantastic. Out of 10, William?
Out of 10, Dom, I've got to give this a 9.5.
You're loving it.
That's one of my highest scores.
I'll give it an 8.9.
Still good.
Oh, it's fantastic. I loved it.
Aesthetic. The nuts.
Well, it's an almond,
isn't it? And the box.
It's an almond. I appreciate the lovely. I appreciate like a maraca. I appreciate the warning it's giving you when you're looking at it because it's saying to you, "Hey, we're covered in a dust, a hot dust." You know what I'd like? You wouldn't like it.
What?
I'd like the dust at the bottom of that tin. Just
no,
the
like
dust.
No.
I'd like to dip my wet finger into the bottom and eat the dust. I'd do
you
that.
Push your fingers past my nuts.
Oh, yeah,
just to
mind.
Get to the dust.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's aesthetics. It's an almond, isn't it? I mean, can you dress it up any more than that?
It's a good-looking nut, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't aesthetically, don't like the look of a walnut.
Looks like a brain.
Yeah,
which
I know.
Which is interesting, because it's good for your brain, a walnut.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like a walnut whip?
No, not really. I don't like chocolate. We've already got into this. Well, how would you describe the shape of an almond? Because that must have a name, that shape.
It does, and do you know what the shape is?
Go on.
Almond shape.
No.
I swear.
It's got to have a nut. Really?
Mm-mm. Say you met somebody who looked like that, you'd say, he had a sort of almond-shaped face.
An almond-shaped face?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'll be kind. I'll give it a 6 for the aesthetics.
Right.
It's nice, but it's not going to...
I'm waiting at
you the... wouldn't write home about it.
If it really is a co-op...
No, you can't talk about that. That's not about the look of it.
The aesthetics of the thing. The aesthetics of the box. We talk about the box.
But the what does the box have to do with the co-op?
Well, aesthetically, it looks like a corporation. And if it is a co-op, I wouldn't want it to look like this.
All right.
So I think if it is a co-op, aesthetically, the box is wrong.
Why, what would you change about the box? Would you have everyone's face on it that's involved with the co-op?
Some people, maybe not all 3,500, but I would have like Blue Diamond Co-op. We support the farmers, something like that, you know what I mean? The actual almond, I do like the look of it and I like the dust.
Well, it's almond shape.
Yeah. I would say I'm going to give it an 8. How useful is an almond? Right. And more to the point, how useful is an almond with the flavour of soy and wasabi?
I have a little box in my kitchen full of raw almonds, raw pecans and raw walnuts. And it is my post-gym snack. If I'm not able to like eat anything really quickly, I'll eat a couple of handfuls of that because it's some nice fats and nice proteins. So that's post-gym, it's a very useful snack, isn't it?
And it's so easy to have there.
Very easy. Keep them in your car in a little Ziploc bag. They don't go bad.
That.
So that's useful.
How long do nuts last?
I mean, I think they do have a shelf life, but it must be quite long because they don't tend to degrade that much, do they?
Yeah, but like once it's open, I mean, I don't know, Dom.
I don't know either. I couldn't even begin to guess.
Do you have a, of all things, a pestle and mortar?
I do have a pestle and mortar, yeah.
Now, do you not feel if you had a tin of these wasabi and soy sauce, Blue Diamond almonds, and you pestle and mortared them?
Yeah.
There's so much you could do.
Oh, yeah.
Sprinkle that in an ice cream.
That'd be nice. Maybe a vanilla ice cream with a little thing on like that on top.
If you were making a bread, put it into the bread.
I like that.
So even if all you had was flour, milk, eggs, a self-rising yeast,
yeah,
you could make a snack.
Make a bread with that, yeah.
You could put it on a pie.
Put it on a pie, a little spicy kick. Obviously, wasabi is greatly used in sushi. Could you, if it's a fine powder, could you sprinkle it on top of a sushi roll?
On top of a sushi, like a rainbow roll or something?
I think you could, couldn't you?
If you were making a stir fry, throw some of them in
nice
at the end.
Crunch.
Along with the onions just out of the microwave,
yeah.
Dom.
That's high scores for me.
I think it's going to be up there for me.
I'm going to say a 9.8.
I'm going to say a 9.9.
This is very high scores for you. This is one of your, you can take that home with you.
I think I will, actually, if you don't mind.
No, please.
Well, Eddie, I have to say, that was a fantastic Billy and Tom Eat the World.
Yes, and that was brought to us by the illustrious and wonderful
Kai
Sadler. Thank you, Kai.
From
California. Who not only recommended something that they like, but something associated with their local area. And I love that.
Yeah, right in the heart of the farming country in North Central California.
I'm sure that's beautiful up there.
It must be. We should go up there and really get a handful of nuts.
Yeah, I'd love that. Well, we've got one last potential thing to do here, which is, and we've not done it for a while. Should we listen to a
wonderful
song? Shall
we do, just to finish this one off? Because
find out if it's funky.
It's been a lovely episode, if you don't mind me saying, Tom.
I don't mind at all. I've loved it. I'm still nibbling on my nuts over here.
Because I was slightly stressed when I got here. There's a lot going on. And I've enjoyed our little hour together, Tom.
I've enjoyed it too. I saw that when I showed up. I thought, oh, what's on Billy's mind?
There was a lot in my mind, you know. But that's all right.
Have you made a list?
I've checked it twice.
I like to make a list when I've got stuff going on in my mind, because we had Rob Corder on the show and he said, if there's something that you think of, try and get it down either in your phone or on your list, because then it's not floating around your brain in a distracted way.
And then you can put a line through it once you
strike it off, I think was the phrase that you
were
using.
Very good, Dom. Very good. All right. So let's do a little funky for you music, Dom. If music be the food of love,
let's eat it.
Exactly.
You introduced this song, Billy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Redbone, their name, a nod to their heritage, was a Native American band from Coalinga, California, led by the brothers Pat and Candido, or Lolly, Vasquez. They were managed by Bumps Blackwell, who guided Little Richard and Sam Cooke to success.
Wow.
To avert discrimination, he convinced the brothers to use a different last name. So they became known as Pat and Lolly Vegas. Not as good.
No.
Redbone earned an audience playing clubs on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles at the same time the Doors were on that scene.
Wow.
And they have a song here now, Dom, and I think you'll enjoy this. It's called Come and Get Your Love.
Yes, and it was sent to us by Kayla in California.
It's a big California show, this one.
It is, yeah. Kelly.
What's the matter with you? Dom, lovely, lovely stuff there from Redbone. What'd you hang it up?
I've heard that song before.
I have, I know.
I think that's featured in maybe some films about Vietnam, something like that. Would it be fair to
yeah.
You know, the American troops over in Vietnam, listening to it like a Hamburger Hill type thing or a
good morning Vietnam,
something like that.
Maybe that.
Yeah, could be.
Could be
because it's that era, isn't it?
Yeah,
ish 1970. Yeah, says here you're not likely to forget the title of the song. Oh. You're not likely to forget the title of the song. The chorus is comprised of the same line, come and get your love, repeated four times. The verses are very compact. So after 2 minutes, you've already heard the first two verses and the two chorus repetitions. The song then goes into a bridge, which repeats variations on the chorus. There are some musical elements in the song that make it very hard to get out of your head once it's buried in. A big part of that is the extended hail, shouted back several times in the song, including the beginning.
Hey,
what's the matter with you? Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah.
Girls just want to have fun now. That's what I want to say. That's not right. Mm-hmm. As a follow-up single, Redbone wanted to release a song called We Were All Wounded at Wounded Knee, a song about the 1890 massacre in South Dakota. But their label, Epic Records, knew that this would be a career killer and refused, although they did press copies that were distributed in Europe. Instead, they released Wovoka was released as their next single. That song is about the Paiute leader, Wovoka, who introduced the ghost dance into the culture as a way of connecting souls and preserving their heritage after the Wounded Knee massacre. A far cry from Come and Get Your Love. It made just 101 in the US pop charts. Redbone never had a higher hit on the charts.
You're starting to get bigger. You see, now that's terrible, isn't it? You see, that's big commercialism saying you can't release things about your heritage. And stuff.
Don't bring out a piece of art. Bring out a piece of commerce. We want you to make money, not actually say something. There might be some exceptions, but
I'm sure there is exceptions, but. I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely a lot
there's
of them.
There's a few, I think.
But it's just my brain won't go to that place.
Johnny Hates Jazz? No, I don't think they...
Curiosity Killed the Cat?
No, but that was a great band. Misfit. Do you remember Misfit? Misfit! Misfit! You break dance on the street! No, that's a jam. And the lead singer of that band was called Ben.
Hey, I remember how you doing? I'm sorry you can't get through, but you're leaving me and your number, and I'll get right back to you.
Curiosity Killed the Cat, great song.
Everybody had it as their answer phone, remember?
Yeah, it was obnoxious. And no one has, no one leaves messages anymore, do they? Like if I call someone and it goes to a voice message, I never leave a message. I just cut off at that point.
Do you just get, I'll leave a message.
Do you?
Do you know what I'm going to do?
I don't even check my messages anymore.
I'm going to put Curiosity Killed the Cat on mine.
Do it.
Today.
Do it.
Hey!
How are you doing?
I'm sorry you didn't get through.
Remember my one in New Zealand was the start of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Ding, 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 ding. And I would be on the other side of the room on my answer machine. And I'd be like, hi! Hang on, I'm on my way. And I get closer and closer to the phone. And then as I got to the phone, just as While My Guitar Gently Weeps kicks in, I go, leave a message. And then I hang up. Do you not remember?
Lovely. I remember you had a few. You had a few, Dom.
Oh, yeah, I had a few. Who plays the lead guitar on My Guitar Gently Weeps, While My Guitar Gently Weeps?
Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The only guest lead guitarist on any Beatles song.
You loved Eric Clapton.
Brilliant guitar solo as well. William, I think we've run out of time.
Well, we have to give marks for Redbone's Come and Get Your Love.
Ah, good point. In a scale from Brahms.
Brahms
no
to
level of funk.
Prince at his most princess.
At his most funky. It's funky. It's funky.
That is funky.
I'll say Curiosity Killed the Cat funky.
Lovely. Perfect. Hey!
How you doing?
I, on the other hand, will say early Stevie Wonder.
Ah, yeah, lovely.
Will we leave it at that, Tom?
What was Stevie Wonder's initial name for him when he came out? It wasn't Stevie Wonder.
Little Stevie Wonder.
Well done, 10 points. What was the original name of Simon and Garfunkel when they first came out?
Garfunkel and Steven.
No.
What was it again?
It's a good one. I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
It's the name of an iconic animated duo.
Tom and Jerry.
Correct answer.
Thank you.
Isn't that crazy? They first came out as Tom and Jerry.
What was the Beatles' first band?
Johnny and the Moondogs. And then the Quarrymen.
Well done.
We gotta go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the things you've learnt this week on the Friendship Onion, and it was all free.
It was free. Thanks for coming and saying hello. Please subscribe, rate, review. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do that at all the common places. You can watch us on YouTube. You can get
Friendship. You can get merchandise. Merch. It's fantastic at the friendshiponionpodcast.com. Why not? You'll look cool.
Send us a funky song. Send us your ideas for foods that you want us to eat.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Sorry about that.
Bye.
Toodles.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.